كبير وكبير. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في نفير ولا تثمير. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا بكتاب منير ودعانا إلى الله بالإنذار والتبشير صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما دامت الكواكب تسير. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, firstly I would like to congratulate you on this blessed assembly. It's a very rare occurrence in the world today where people converge, congregate, assemble and gather as a family for some spiritual dosage, quality time, meaningful reconnection and likewise followed by a good meal. There is a narration Ibn Abi Dunya has made mention of, in which he says, "الذكر في مواقع الغفلة." To remember Allah in moments where people are unmindful, heedless, careless, oblivious, negligent. So generally there's two things that can give you great virtue. One is you exert yourself in lot of worship. And the second is, you do little worship at a time when nobody makes any ibadah. Generally in the world today, it's a world driven by materialism, where everybody has every other passion, occupation, engagement. إِلْتَقَى رَجُلَانِ فِي السُّوقِ. Two people met in the marketplace. فَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا لِلْآخَرِ تَعَالْ نَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فِي غَفْلَةِ النَّاسِ. So one said to the other, "We came here to buy. While we buy, let's sit little while and talk about Allah." So you're having a social gathering, you're going to eat, you're going to have chit-chat, you're going to have discussion. Let's have a talk first and then we can indulge in our socializing. So the other one said, "It's fine. It's okay, let's do it." So they spoke a little bit about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one passed away, the other one seen him in a dream. And this was the practice of the pious. Whenever anyone used to pass away, they used to aspire and desire to find out what happened to my brother in Akhirah. Somebody traveling, you phone, you send a message, how was customs, how was immigration, how was passport control, you arrived safely, you got your badge, you checked in. The pious were, what happened afterwards? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, when Umar ibn Khattab passed away, for one whole year I made dua, I want to see him in a dream. And after one year I seen Umar ibn Khattab and he said, Laqitu Rabban Ra'ufa, Laqitu Rabban Ra'ufa, that I met with a very kind Allah. So anyway, two people, one said, let's speak about Allah, and they said, okay, and they started discussing. The one passed away, the other one seen him in a dream. He said, brother, tell me, how was it in front of Allah? He said, عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفَرَ لَنَا عَشِيَّةَ إِلْتَقَيْنَا فِي السُّوقِ. You know, the one day I met you in the mall, in the marketplace, and then you told me, come, let's speak a little bit about Allah. And I said, yeah. And we spoke those few minutes. Allah forgave me because of that. And this is the friendship Allah likes.
الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ.
Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, all relationship, all friendship. فَإِذَا نُطِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ. When the trumpet will be blown, nobody will be relative. That's my brother, that's my cousin, all that will be over. Now it will be action. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقُونَ. But those who fear Allah, that will avail them.
My quick and short message, because my good brother Siraj said, let's stop by and greet, and then they requested me to say a few words. So I always try in every address of mine to leave you with a message, so that it's just not giving you information, but there's a direction also. So that when I conclude my message, there's an action that we can do. My quick message is, the ayat that Allah put in my mind, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ. O you who believe, when Allah and His Nabi invites you, respond, reply, oblige, comply, follow up. لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. By following what Allah and His Nabi tells you, you will get life out of it. There's true life in the obedience of Allah. Then, and that's the point what I want to mention, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Remember, when a good thought comes in your mind, don't delay it. Because Allah says that Allah can block a person and his thought. So when the good intention comes, exploit it, get on to it. Later the thought might not come, or the thought might come, but the opportunity might not present. So the message I'm saying is, when a whisper of good comes, do it immediately. That's my message. You know, sometimes you're sitting here, a good thought comes. You say, okay, yeah, but wait, now, no. When it comes to good intentions, we must hate it. There's two things the ulama tell us. We hasten towards virtue, we don't hasten in the performance of virtue. We hasten to the masjid, we don't rush in salah. Today we don't rush to the action, we rush in the action. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So we don't rush to read Quran, we rush when we read Quran. We don't go quickly to the masjid, we perform salah quickly. We've been told that when it comes to good, go quick. You look at the Quran everywhere, Allah uses the phrase hasten, compete, excel, sari'u, sabiqu, fasha'u, fasirru. All these words are run, do quickly, don't delay. And the ulama say, a good thought, when it comes in your mind, entertain it like a good visitor. If a good visitor comes home, he's respectful, he's polite, he's cordial, welcoming, entertaining him, accommodating him, then what will happen? That visitor will come back again. Allah puts a good thought, do it. Do it. Sometimes you walk past, and then the thought comes, no, I should give that person some money. Come back and give it. That whisper Allah is putting, Allah is giving you the chance. Malik bin Dinar was walking, and there was a child playing there. So he just walked past. Then he said, no man, let me greet the child. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusallimu ala sibyan. But he doesn't used to greet the children. So he came back and said, assalamu alaikum boy. So he said, wa alaikum salam ya Malik. So the boy answered in a very matured way. So Malik bin Dinar said, okay, let me quiz the boy, let me engage the boy, let me ask the boy, if we want to test the IQ or the cognitive skills or the intelligence of a boy today, we'll ask him sports, who's playing, what's the score, who's the celebrity, this is how we work. But the pioneers were very different. He asked that little boy, مَلْ فَرْقُ بَيْنَ الْعَقْلِ وَالنَّفْسِ. Young boy can ask you a question. He says, tell me, what's the difference between the human intellect and the human ego? The human brain and the human ego. He said, you want to know? He said, yeah, I want to know. He said, نَفْسُكَ الَّذِي مَنَعَتْكَ عَنِ السَّلَامِ وَعَقْلُكَ الَّذِي حَرَّضَكَ عَلَيْهِ. Your ego is what told you, leave him, don't greet him, just walk by. And your intellect is what told you come back and greet him, even if it's a child greeting, the Prophet doesn't to greet children. My message is, entertain a good thought. Welcome it. Capitalize on it. And the ulama say, treat a bad thought like a bad visitor. He's rude, he's uncultured, get rid of him, so he doesn't come back. Today, unfortunately, when a bad thought comes, we welcome it. We emphasize on it. See, the ulama have written, one is for a thought to come and one is to bring a thought. If a thought comes in your mind, you're not responsible. But to keep the thought in your mind, you're responsible. It's outside your control for the thought to enter your mind. But it's in your control to dispel or emphasize on the thought. So when the thought comes, it can just naturally come. Then you've got to dispel it, you've got to get rid of it. But a good thought, you welcome it. So the ayat I recited, Allah says, Allah can block. Muhammad ibn Munkadir was a great tabi'i. He came to Aisha radiallahu anha and he told Aisha radiallahu anha, I need some money, I need difficulty. Aisha radiallahu anha said, you're such a man, if I had 10,000 dirhams, I would have given it to you. I wouldn't have thought twice. That is how much respect I have for you. But I don't have. He left the door, 2 minutes later someone came, knocked on the door, and he said, oh my mother Aisha, I brought a gift for you, just 10,000 dirhams. Aisha radiallahu anha said, oh my Allah, you put my words to test so quickly. Allah, you put my words to test so quickly. It's easy to make a commitment when you don't know money is coming. If I had, brother, I would have given you. And then you get your bonus check. And then you get your 13th check. And now suddenly there's a murmur. And now you withdraw it. Aisha radiallahu anha said, go call Muhammad ibn Munkadir, and she gave him the 10,000 immediately. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just go through it quickly. I won't even go into the details. Badiru bil a'mali sab'an. Haytan tabiruna illa faqran munjiya, aw ghinan mutriya, أو هرما مخمدا أو موتا مجهدا أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر أو الساعة فالساعة أدهى وأمر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, hasten in doing good. Do quick in performing virtue before you get paralyzed by certain situations. Number one, فقرا منسيا. Allah brings such poverty to you that because of hunger you cannot worship Allah, you're in so much poverty. Or in an mutriya, the direct opposite. Allah gives you so much wealth that you become so consumed and obsessed with your wealth and your empire and so preoccupied that your mind is only running to make more and more. Or harama mufrida, or you become old age. They talk of gerontology, where the body starts aging. Now you wish you can do, but the health is not there. Or then are you waiting for the jal? The evil is that what you wait for. So this is my short, humble message, that when a good thought comes, you listen to a good message, this is the time you need to do it. In English they say, between the regret of yesterday, between the regret of yesterday and the hope of tomorrow, lies the opportunity of today. Between the regret of yesterday and the hope of tomorrow, lies the opportunity of today. And somebody said, the past is history. It's gone. The future is mystery. You don't know what will happen. And the present tense, why you call it the present? Because it's a gift. The present. You're in the present tense. That's the past tense, present tense, future tense. I hope you understand what I'm saying. What is the past tense? It's the present. The devil has no problems with our good intentions as long as it's for tomorrow. Did you understand what I said? He's got no problem. You stand up from here and say, tomorrow, when I grow big, when I get married, when I go for Hajj, when Ramadan comes, the devil got no issue. No issue. But when you get up from here and you pick up the phone and phone your brother who you were not talking to and said, I attended the talk, in that a message was given that I mustn't delay in my good and I want to phone you and apologize to you now. Now you have broken the back of the devil. But if you stand up and say tomorrow and future and later, the devil has no problem. May Allah grant us all the understanding. May Allah put muhabbah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن وترحم على حبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا وانصرنا على عدونا وعدوك يا رب العالمين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله.